Hear the Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Luke, chapter 18, starting at verse 8. Glory to you, O Lord. This piece presents a parable about persistence in prayer. And it came about after a short time that he went through the town and the country, giving the good news of the kingdom of God, and with him were the 12. And a certain woman, who had been made free from evil spirits and diseases, Mary, named Magdalene, from whom 7 spirits had gone out. And Joanna, the wife of Chusa, Herod's chief house servant, and Susanna, and a number of others, who gave him their wealth of his needs. And when a number of people came together, the men from every town went out to him, and he gave them the teaching in the form of a story. A man went out to put in seed, and while he was doing it, some dropped by the wayside. It was crushed underfoot and was taken by the birds of heaven. And some went on rock, and when it came up, it became dry and dead because there was no water. And some fell among thorns, and thorns grew up with it and had no room for growth. And some falling on good earth came up and gave fruit 100 times as much. And with these words, he said in a loud voice, "He who has ears, let him give ear." This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
John, if you just wait. I think the reading was brilliant. And when I checked, it was the right verse, Luke 18, 1 to 8, but that's different. So, it's never bad, John, if you want to stay and read again. It's never bad to hear the word of the Lord like that. Luke 18, just down here. The parable of the persistent widow.
Yeah, okay. Verses what?
1 to 8, where it goes there.
Hear the Gospel of our Lord according to Luke, chapter 18. The parable of the persistent widow. Then Jesus told the disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. He said, "In certain towns there was a judge who neither feared God nor cared what people thought. And there was a widow in that town who kept coming to him with a plea, 'Grant me justice against my adversary.' For some time he refused, but the family said to himself, 'Even though I don't fear God or care about people, yet because this widow keeps bothering me, I see that she gets justice so that she won't eventually come and attack me.' And the Lord said, 'Listen to what the unjust judge says, and will not God bring justice for his chosen ones who cry out to him day and night? Will he keep putting them off? I tell you, he will see them get their justice, and quickly. However, when the Son of Man comes, he will find faith on the earth.'" This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Is that okay?
Yep. I always say when we come to preaching, don't think that the preaching is an easy thing to do. We have to follow the Bible. And now I've just followed 2 passages of the Bible. So let's settle our hearts and pray. Heavenly Father, you are just and faithful. When we get tired of asking, remind us that you never get tired of hearing. Teach us to pray and not give up. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. We've all had those moments in our lives when prayer feels like it is bouncing off a ceiling and not going past it. And Jesus knew that feeling. That's why he told this story, to say, don't stop now, keep praying. Picture it, a poor widow standing before a judge who doesn't fear God and he doesn't care about people. There's no lawyer, no husband, no money for a bribe, it's only her voice. And every day she turns up saying, grant me justice. He shrugs her off. She comes again. He refuses. And she comes again. Finally he groans, fine, I'll give her what she wants if she'll just stop bothering me. And Jesus says, if a corrupt judge can do the right thing in the end, how much more will your Father, who loves you, hear the cries of his children? So two pictures I want you to hold on to this morning. The waiting room. We've all been there at the doctor's. Nothing seems to move. But you know behind that door there is something happening. But you're just waiting until that your name is called. And the compass. Not a clock. Because God rarely gives us a timetable. But he does give us direction. Keep praying towards the kingdom and you will arrive right on time. But God never pretends that the waiting is easy. The widow keeps coming. The judge keeps refusing. That's how faith feels sometimes. An answered prayer. Heaven silent. And our hearts tired. But the delay is not denial. Psalm 27 says, wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for the Lord. Think of a seed in winter, and especially as we approach, under the ground, in the soil, still and silent. Yet we think nothing's happening, but life is pushing through unseen in that dark place. The evangelist George Miller prayed for 5 friends to come and know Jesus. 2 came quickly. 2 after years of praying. And the 5th after his funeral. The delay didn't defeat his faith. It actually displayed it. You see, the widow had no influence. She had no status. But she had persistence. That's the faith that Jesus loves. The faith that keeps showing up when the feelings have faded. Just look at the great people in the Bible. Jacob wrestled all night, saying to God, I won't let you go until you bless me. Hannah prayed through tears. Bartimaeus shouted louder when others told him to be quiet. Faith that won't stop knocking moves the heart of God. Charles Spurgeon said, pray until you can pray. And when you can pray, keep praying. But we've got to remember, persistence doesn't twist God's arm. It opens our hearts until his timing is ready to answer those prayers. And Jesus asks both them and us, will not God bring about justice for his chosen ones who cry to him day and night? He is not like the judge. He's the opposite. The judge was tired, but our God is tender. The judge was selfish, but our God is righteous. The judge gave in from irritation, but our God acts out of compassion. We might not see every wrong righted in this life, but every prayer for justice is a down payment on the day when it will be. Sometimes justice feels slow, but when it comes suddenly. One day Jesus will return. Every wrong will be righted. Every tear will be wiped away. But until then, our prayers are like incense before his throne. And remember, God's delays are not his denials. They are his preparations. Then Jesus finishes with this challenge. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on the earth? He's not looking for activity. He is looking for endurance. I picture a watchman at night on a wall, doing that long, long night shift. The stars fade. The air gets even more chilly. But he keeps watch on the east, looking for that sun to rise. He can't make it rise any faster, but he can stay awake until it does. That's you, and it's me. That's every believer who keeps praying through the dark. And even those who don't yet know God, who cry out in their darkness. Every mother, every priest, every tired saint waiting for the dawn. We are the church living in between the how long, O Lord, and behold, I am coming soon. When Jesus returns, may he find us still praying, still believing, and still holding on. So what does this mean for us as we sit here in church this morning? Well, keep praying when you feel nothing. Prayer isn't performance. It's like oxygen. Every sigh is a seed. Trust when life feels unfair. Like the widow, keep showing up. Your Heavenly Father isn't reluctant. He's ready. And hope for Christ's return. That's the horizon of our story. That there will be justice. There will be restoration. And there will be renewal. Even when it doesn't feel like it in the brokenness of this world. And when the world does look dark, remember, dawn always comes to those who wait on God. When your faith feels thin, borrow someone else's. Sounds strange, doesn't it? Corrie ten Boom said, when a train goes through a tunnel and it gets dark, you don't throw away your ticket and jump off. You sit there and trust the engineer. You will get through the other side. And sometimes relying on other people's faith, it steadies yours in that darkness. Some of you today are here or weary. Some of you have prayed for years for your family or healing or breakthrough. And you wondered, is God still listening? Well, I'm here to tell you, in my prayers and in my anguish and in my patience and my waiting, he is. Even if it doesn't feel like it. He may be silent, but he is not absent. He may delay, but he does not forget. So hold that line. Keep on knocking. Keep on crying out. And keep believing. Justice is on the way. It's certain and it's swift and it is full of mercy. And as we look out from not just us, but us as a church, let us be a church, not tired of waiting, but awake with hope. And when Jesus does come back, and my friends, he will come back, may he not find resignation, but fire. The fire of faith that never stopped praying.